For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but he did ask a lawyer during an interview, why would I take it off the table? That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails, or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Senate voted to move ahead with floor debate next week on a resolution aimed at ending U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen. The 63-37 vote is a big turnaround from earlier this year when the measure was blocked. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one of the co-sponsors.
We are fighting a war in Yemen that we haven't declared, that has never been declared or authorized by Congress. That's not constitutional, and it would be wrong for us to do nothing about it.
The vote also highlights the growing unhappiness with the Saudi regime in the wake of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Tainted romaine lettuce that was linked to an E. coli outbreak has been narrowed to 6 California counties: Monterey, San Benito, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, and Ventura. Working with the CDC, the FDA says only romaine lettuce harvested from those 6 counties should be avoided. And they say if you don't know where it came from, throw it away. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest documentary on the O.J. Simpson case proposes an interesting theory about the murders he was acquitted of. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
O.J. Simpson's former manager is releasing this latest documentary about the infamous murders, and in it, he claims Simpson did it and had an accomplice. Norman Pardo says for the first time, the most in-depth investigation into the case will show that not only was Simpson involved, but that he had at least one accomplice. Pardo's been working for 4 years to create this series. He's pitching it to networks beginning next week, hoping to have it coincide with the 25th anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is setting up to talk trade with world leaders once again this weekend. With more details, here's Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.